people, it's Anna Marie here from Pursuing Compatibility. I'm your genie, but within reason. Okay. Oh, it just frightened them out. Okay. What are we talking about today, guys? What are we talking about today? What do you think? Okay, we're going to talk about from online to offline. Yeah, from online to offline dating tips. Because dating is just dang awkward these days, guys, right? With the online... And the communication, the rejection communication, and what do we do if you're not feeling it on a date, and then there's like online dating profiles. It's just a whole nother world these days, right? And I got some experts here. No, I'm just kidding. We're all just like sharing some perspectives to be helpful.
She's the expert.
No judgment intended. So let's talk about So, first tips to improve online dating, okay? Oh, profile pictures and profile presentation. So, don't show too many photos with sunglasses on because
don't hide your beautiful face
like this. Like, don't be like this. We want to see your beautiful eyes.
Look at those beautiful eyes.
You're so cute. You are.
Well, now I
want to. There we go. Because like it's okay to put maybe like one photo of sunglasses, but seriously, don't put like a ton of photos with sunglasses because essentially we are gonna see your eyes when we go on a date. You know what I mean? So it's good to show. She understands. It's good to show your face. You know. So right. Yeah. You feel me? Okay. Don't look sad. Okay, I've noticed because I go on online dating. I'm the third wheel here. They're married. So just don't look sad. Just don't be like, you just look like, you want to look approachable. Even if you're not a smiling person, at least show some smiling eyes. Like show some approachable friendliness. Like, oh, hi. I want to meet you. You know what I mean? And don't look angry. Don't be like, you know, like, that's just not fun. I was talking about this with a guy the other night, and he was saying, like, in online dating with women, that he's noticed that some women just show their body, but then there's no face, and then he's like, I don't get it, and then there was no information on the profile, and it said no hookups, and so he was thinking, well, you're giving me the message that you only want to hook up, so... If that's what you're looking for, there's nothing we can really say about that. But if you don't want hookups, then that message is counterintuitive because you're sending the message of, I only want hookups. And why not show your face? Because eventually your face will be shown in person.
Yeah, your face is the only thing that's important in that if you're going for an actual date.
Yeah, how are you supposed to know like, who you're looking for?
Yeah, that's true. Because anyone, you could go to a restaurant, there could be like five people with really good bodies. And are you looking for, okay, I don't know which body I'm looking for. Because there's no face. Let's talk about unrealistic expectation, guys. So, I've noticed this in dating is that we have either unrealistic expectations where you're expecting too much or you're selling yourself short. There's like a lack of in-betweeny for some reason. I don't know why. And so, you guys, we were talking about this earlier, how like it's good to like, don't be afraid to approach, but also don't expect. So I'll give you an example, okay? So in my case, I value health. I have Hashimoto's. I value health. So I clearly state that in my profile. So why someone's showing effort to me that clearly shows evidence by his profile he doesn't value health, to me that doesn't make any sense because I don't want to be a fixer-upper. That's me. Some other women might want to be fixer-upper. That's just not who I am at all. What do you guys think?
On the other hand, yeah. Like, you are there to be approached, and you should realize that you shouldn't be afraid to approach because everyone's there to be approached.
Well, there you go.
So, if there's someone who catches your interest, go for it.
Yeah.
And also to piggyback on that and to, you know, give you a little poke, don't be offended if you are approached. You know,
right. I'm not offended. I don't really get offended easily. It's just more like, why?
But yeah, and don't be mean about it.
If someone
who isn't really your type sends you a thing, and you know, just you know, nicely let them down.
I didn't even respond though. It was more like,
oh, there you
someone
go.
Likes you, and then like, that's nice. I'm like, thank you. So, in transitioning to offline, it can be a little bit awkward because technology has changed, right? Online, it's just a screen. You don't really know how that person is
gonna talk to. So that's where it gets a little bit tricky. So I'm gonna tell you what we think and based on my experience. So if it's hard for you to make conversation, so one of my gal friends is introverted. Around me, she was like, blah, blah, blah. And then like when other people show up, she's like really quiet. I'm like, what happened? I don't understand. You know, because she finds me really easy to talk to. But for some people, dating is hard, and for her, it's really hard for her, and she doesn't have brothers, so it's a little harder for her, or she just has a hard time being guy friends, whatever. And so she's always asking me for advice. Anyway, what do? I don't know how to talk to guys, you know. So I told her a good thing to do is prepare conversation topics. If it's hard for you to, like, make conversation, or if you're nervous, like, if there's, like, a girl that you just find gorgeous or amazing, and you're like, I don't know what to say, I'm speechless, you know, prepare it, you know, practice with a friend. Or, like, write some things down, write some phrases down ahead of time, or memorize it, or, you know, I mean, people respect preparation.
It's not cheating.
I think. And it's not cheating. You're just preparing to show thoughtfulness.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that's sweet. To me, it shows effort.
She's the one who's cool now.
Yeah. But you had ideas for a conversation topic.
So, yeah. I think that there are three things that should be asked, and one of them is just a basic intro. How was your day? Mm. And there's more to it than just someone telling you how their day was. Listen to how they approach that and what it encompasses. So they could say, oh, I had a really bad day. I'd really rather not talk about it right now. Okay, I respect that. You had a bad day and you want to be positive. Awesome. Mm. The point, you know, point for you. Mm. Or they could say, you know, I had a really bad day. Here's what happened. But it'll be better tomorrow. You're looking towards the positive. That's mm-hmm. good. So, or I had a great day. Here's what happened. You're excited to talk about your day. Awesome. So I'm looking for positivity in what happened during your day. Mm-hmm. And secondly, you know, I do want to hear about your job and as a conversation starter and as whether do you like your job or not, and if you love your job, what do you love about your job? What is it that, you know, is so intriguing, that's so fascinating? I would love to hear it. And if you're not excited about your job, you think it's dead end, you think it's boring, what are you doing to get out of it? Mm. What are you doing to move on and move ahead?
Or like, well, my job pays the bills. I do my best. Or do you have hobbies or something else that excites you? Because some people, it's tricky, you know, because their job is, the economy these days is tricky.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you could also take a little, you know, page out of a, you know, teacher's handbook and, you know, just look up interview questions, because, you know, a first date is in part an interview. Mm-hmm. And some of the more creative interview questions that people might interview is type, you know, so what are some of your hobbies, or where do you see yourself in 5 years? You know?
Well, that brings me to my third thing. No. My third thing is, what are your goals in life?
See, so, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Exactly. Like, what are your goals for the future?
On this couch, Netflixing with my lady.
Can I be a part of it? Is there room for someone else to be in those goals with you?
Yeah.
You know, and I went on a date once where I asked a guy, I'm like, well, what are your future goals? And he said, you know, I really haven't thought about that. And then I saw him again and he's like, you know, I really took it to heart what you said, and I thought about it, and let me tell you what I thought about. And so it was really cool to get that feedback and to know that, you know, I made a difference in someone. It just enough to start that mindset.
Mm. Also, like, even though these are kind of interview questions, you don't want it to be feel like an interview. You know, like I said, practice with somebody if it's hard for you, you know, like, you want to make it conversational. You know, like, be careful with the whole, and I don't want anyone to, like, come to a date and be like, so what do you see yourself? I mean, because it's nervous. Like, that just makes things dang awkward.
Wait,
you know?
Let me write it down.
Yeah, yeah.
And you don't want it to get to the point where it's formal, to the point of being confrontational. Like, where were you on the night of the 25th?
Like,
have we been married before?
Like, don't jump the gun too much, you know? So, like, yeah, like, if it's hard for you to do this type of thing, talk to someone that it's not hard. Like, it's easy for them. And then they can help relax you, and then you feel more like, okay, I can, like, do this, you know, that way, it, you know, does, and try not to feel pressure, because it's just natural, just someone's just trying to get to know you, that's all. Quick tip, guys. Please don't just stare at a woman. That just gets awkward. Like that. Nah, I'm just kidding. They don't care. they're just weird. Yeah, this happened to me where, like, that, again, that goes to the preparation. And, you know, don't also say, oh, I'm just staring at your beauty. That's just awkward. But, yeah, just please don't do that. Because even if even vice versa, it's best not to do too much staring, you know, because it just gets awkward. You want to keep the conversation flowing.
Yeah.
Test dates. So this is funny. This is a funny conversation. So one of my guy friends was asking me, like, Anna Marie, why did this gal take so long to, like, ask me to go hiking? I was like, I don't know. You know, like, I was
like, but what was that again? I don't know.
This is me on a weird normal basis. I make sound effects. That's why they love me. I make things interesting. No, but it's funny because he's like, well, you initiate right away. I'm like, but I'm kind of like that with everyone. I'm very like, you know, if I like the guy or gal just as a person, I initiate. I'm like, oh, let's go hiking. You're fun, you know. So I probably confuse guys all the time unconsciously. So it's funny. But he was asking me why. And I was like, I don't know. That's a really good question. And so let me call Kim. So what do you think, Kim?
I think everybody has their own take on things, and yeah. So what I guess what we started talking about one day was test dates. So yeah. I think it would work best if it was like a friend of a friend, so somebody that who wants the test date, but it's still someone that they don't know. You can't do this with a friend; it doesn't work. But so like one of her friends, I would go out with, and then I'd say, you know. Go back and
wait,
I'd tell
wait, hold
her.
Wait, on. You're going out. With
and I'd go like, okay, so here's how the conversation went. Here's what I thought, you know, and here's why I would want the date, another date, or why I would not want another date.
Right.
And, you know, you get that, you get a kind of get like a sense of what's going on, and then it gives the guy some feedback and, and then he can take it from there and on his actual real date.
Yeah. Let's talk about rejection. So, guys, just everyone, whether you're a woman or man or, you know, whoever, don't take rejection too harsh, especially in the beginning, because you're still trying to feel each other out. So I'll give you an example. So I went out with one guy. He paid for my dinner. I felt bad because he drove 45 minutes to come see me. I don't recommend, it's up to you, you know, choice is yours. I don't recommend flirting digitally until you meet in person because I feel like that's building up too much momentum. And then it might give that person some hope or something like that. Because this guy was like doing that a little bit. And then after the first date, bless you. After the first date, I thought he was a great person. I just wasn't feeling him more than a friend. It didn't feel like it fit. So, I'm at a point where I don't want to, like, be in a relationship just to be in one. So that's it for me. So, but I was, like, really gently blunt, and I just told him online. I said, bless you. I just told him online. I said, I think you're a really great guy, but I don't think of you in that way, but I would love to be a friend if you're open to it. And then he just, like, deleted me. I was like, okay, he did not take that very well. But I don't know how much nicer I could be.
No, I mean, if you see, like, someone as, like, friend material and nothing more, then you gotta let them know.
Yeah, and you can also use the phrasing, like, I want you to know that I really appreciated you paying for me, but I don't think of you in that way. Or, I really appreciate spending time with you, but I don't think of you in that way. Or, I want you to know that there's nothing that you did wrong, you know? Like, just because I don't think of you in that way doesn't mean another girl will think the same way. I think that communication is really important. Because it's true. Like, just because I think a guy is not attractive doesn't mean another girl will think the same way. You know, beauty is in the eyes of the beholder, you know? And chemistry is in the eyes of the beholder. So, you know, it works for someone, may not work for someone else. And that's okay, you know? That's why I encourage people to date, so we can scout different types of people.
That's why you shouldn't take that kind of rejection from a first date very seriously. Don't take it to heart. Seriously. I'm not feeling it. Hey, be glad that, you know, that was said up front and right away instead of dragged out for, like, a long time. Like, I never felt it in the beginning.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
So I'm like, well, why didn't you tell me that in the first place?
And it's like, well,
why have I been wasting my time?
Right.
Yeah.
So my friend Anna Marie is available. She is beautiful. She is a world traveler. She's adventurous. She is a go-getter. And she's doing this whole business on her own. And, you know, she's an entrepreneur. And she's an awesome person. So she needs an awesome guy.
Ditto.
Cheers to that.
Any guy that wants me has to go through these two approval.
We all met on top of the snow-covered mountain.
Yes, we did.
She's ours.
Yes. We have a trio love story, but that's an innocent trio love story. It's not to be taken out of context. So that's a wrap, y'all. And I hope you enjoyed this video and you got some insight and some perspective, mateys.
Well, it's very important to get that perspective there.
Yes, and hopefully it's helpful to you and anybody that's struggling in online or offline dating or, you know, whatnot. And I'm your GM here to help. That's for sure. Please do like, subscribe, and comment below. Please, you handsome men, you beautiful women that are watching. I know you love me. I'm just kidding. Well, the book today keeps cranking its way. And creativity is the solution, people. That is the solution. Okay, bye.
Aloha.